Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about something that happened in the book of Exodus and read to you from Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. Here's the verse. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Pharaoh resisted God's call to let the people of Israel go. The Lord sent plague after plague to make the message understood, but Pharaoh didn't listen. Then God declared one final plague. The angel of the Lord would go through the land of Egypt and kill the firstborn of every family. Every family that was not protected by the sacrificial blood of a lamb. For Israel to be spared the judgment on the firstborn, they had to apply the blood just as God told them to. The blood of the lamb was essential to what God required. If an Israelite home didn't do what God said to do with the blood of the lamb, they could sacrifice the lamb and eat it even, but they would still be visited by God's judgment. By the same token, if an Egyptian home believed in the power of the blood of the lamb and they made a proper Passover sacrifice, they would be spared the judgment. The only thing that held back the hand of God's judgment was the blood of the lamb. Now, when the ministry of Jesus first began, John the Baptist looked at Jesus and said this, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." That's in John chapter 1, verse 29. Jesus is our Passover lamb. He was without blemish. His death, represented by his blood, was on our behalf. We have to do more than know that Jesus died for us. We have to do more than embrace Jesus in a superficial way. We have to do what he said to do with his blood. We must trust that it pays the penalty for our sin. It was a bloody mess to take the blood of a lamb and use it to mark the sides and the top of your doorway. It was a bloody mess for Jesus to die on a cross. But God can do something wonderful even through a bloody mess. It isn't that God likes the gore, but he does insist that our sin be paid for. And since the God we have sinned against is a great God, the price to be paid is a great price. It's not that God likes to look at blood, but he does like to look at a price that has been paid and the restoration with man that comes through a paid price. At the end of it all, there are only two ways that people try to be right with God. Some try to be right based on what they can do for God, and some are right with God based on what God did for them in Jesus Christ. Today, are you trusting in what you can do for God, or are you trusting in what Jesus did for you, expressed by that blood?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.